the Austrian capital either, because they were keen to get to Berlin. He picked up messages on the hostel internet that a crowd of other friends were already in the German capital and swiftly headed for the city that the young are now readily making their own.
That was Diane Samuels with her Interrail postcard. The producer of the series was B.T. Rubens. This is BBC Radio 3. It's just gone 11 o'clock and now Late Junction with Max Reinhardt. Max, Berio sequenzas for solo instruments into becoming a something of a Late Junction feature at the moment.
Well, you could say they're a Max obsession at the moment, and they are. Ever since I saw Alina Ibrahimova play one in an installation piece at Manchester International Festival.
She's fantastic.
It's been a fixation.
Yes, she's a superb violinist.
But I must now say welcome to Thursday night, Late Junction. Around midnight, we'll be saying goodbye to August with an infectiously joyous session in which Brazilian Londoner Cibeli and Argentinian musical Y-boy Alex Crittier and percussionist and composer Simon Limbrick create four new pieces together. But right now, here's a nod to our capital city, which has turned out to be such a great place to hold the Olympics and now the Paralympics this month. Lord Kitchener said it best when he arrived on the Empire Windrush just before the last Olympics that were held here in 1948. London is the place for me.
London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City. Well, believe me, I am speaking broad-mindedly. I am glad to know my mother country. I've been traveling to countries years ago, but this the place I wanted to know. London, that's the place for me. To live in London, you are really comfortable, because the English people are very much sociable. They take you here and they take you there, and they make you feel like a millionaire. So London, that's the place for me. At night, when you have nothing to do, you can take a walk down Shaftesbury Avenue. There you will laugh and talk and enjoy the breeze and admire the beautiful scenery of London. That's the place for me. Yes, I cannot complain of the time I have spent. I mean, my life in London is really magnificent. I have every comfort and every sport, and my resident is at Hampton Court. So London, that's the place for me.
We'll be right back.
Serbia's Boban Markovic Orchestra with their take on A.R. Rahman's Mere Yara Dildara from the Bollywood crime flick Kabhi Na Kabhi, which, as it goes, slumped at the box office. The soundtrack sold well, though, and if that tune sounds curiously familiar, it's also a staple in the sets of the UK's Bollywood Brass Band on their non-stop tour of festivals. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you're listening to Lake Junction on Radio 3. If you feel the urge to comment or express profundities and or banal musings, or banal musings, you could say, you can tweet us at BBC Radio 3, or text 83111, or email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk, preferably while we're on air. This next piece might also sound familiar if you've been listening to Lake Junction throughout this week. It's Not Just More Idle Chatter, the third and final piece in Paul Lansky's Idle Chatter trilogy. Paul describes it as a stubborn refusal to let a good idea alone. Listen out for the middle section, where you'll swear you can almost understand the chattering, and note the background voices who become ever more dominant as they sing in counterpoint.
Thank you.
Paul Lansky's Not Just More Idle Chatter, on which all the voices are the voice of Hannah Mackay, mutated by the vision and processing of Paul Lansky, using a DC Microvax 2 computer in 1988. By the way, true believers can find the world's first Microvax 2 museum online at www.microvax2.org, where you'll find that they're not afraid to ask vital questions such as how dusty can the insides of a VT520 terminal be? If you do know the answer to that, please don't tweet him. Please. Brazil's Lucas Santana doesn't seem to have any time for tweeting. He seems to be the current hardest working man in the music biz. His new album is coming out in October, and in the meantime, Remix Nostalgia is available as a free download from his website, and it contains copious remixes of tracks from his debut album of last summer. Here's the Bernd Friedman remix of Sa Pra Nós.
Nosso amor é valentia. Sem lugar para covardes. Nosso esquema pede passagem. Deus quer da gente é coragem. Sem ilusão, sem nostalgia. Só o querer que acende. Thank you.
Luciano Berio's Sequenza No. 1 for flute, performed by Aurel Nicolet. As you heard earlier, I'm thoroughly smitten by Berio's sequenzas, which he composed to allow a soloist to extend the boundaries of his or her musical isolation as far as possible. Just to keep in touch with those far musical horizons, next week I'll play Sequenza No. 5 for trombone. Speaking of Berio, here's a long piece by a composer who received the Luciano Berio Rome Prize, Kirill Makin. It's scored for three cymbals and a gong. Two of the cymbals are placed on drums, which act as resonators, and all the instruments are arranged so that they can come in contact with each other and create what Makin calls new clangorous hybrids. The score controls the sequence of events and the playing techniques. The performer is responsible for tempo. So here's David Shively performing Kirill Makin's 29-minute epic, Resonance Alloy. Kirill Makin's Resonance Alloy, which he wrote for and indeed dedicated to percussionist David Sheaveley, the man who was performing the piece there, using only three cymbals and a gong, as specified in the score. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3. If you'd like full details of all the music I'm playing tonight, visit our Lake Junction homepage online via the BBC Radio 3 webpages, and there you can treat your eyes to our playlists, which appear in full after this programme, and your ears to as many listen-again sessions of this programme as you like over the next 7 days. Coming up very shortly now, this month's blissful Lake Junction session, which brings together the talents of Sibeli, Alex Krigier and Simon Limbrick for the first time in the entire history of the cosmos. But first, a touch of rain before the sunshine. This tune from Lucinda Williams, God, I'm Missing You.
I heard a siren, and you came to mind. You were the pretty part of us, I'm what's left behind. The equation's remainder, the last standing sign. God, I'm missing you. Your mouth still so soft, your countenance fair. Time stretches to shape you right out of thin air. But it can't hold the image if I blink, you're not there. God, I'm missing you. Are you gone forever? Are you gone? Step off of that train, your old black umbrella, face half in the rain. God, I'm missing you. Sky, God, I'm missing you. The night's down to nothing, the stars are withdrawn, the horizon splits open, that silvery dawn. The ghost of your breathing won't leave me alone. God, I'm missing you.
If we did shout-outs on Lake Junction, that would, of course, have gone out to every hung-up person in the whole wide universe, to quote the good bard Bob Dylan. So, it's just after midnight now. Time for this month's Lake Junction session, which features three musical presences who, as you're about to hear, had the best of times and made some great sounds together. Brazilian chanteur Sibeli, the charming and quirky Argentinian musical presence of Alex Krigier, who was my man of the match at WOMAD in 2011, by the way, and the resonant rock that is percussionist Simon Limbrick. They'll explain a great many things in the midst of their music.
¿Qué Hi, I'm Sibeli, and I brought down a couple of synths on an SP404SX sampler. And yeah, a fair amount of singing and filtering and making beats, which I love.
Hello, I'm Axel Krieger. So I'm playing today some piano and all my samplers and live stuff and the flute.
My name's Simon and I am using a small drum kit, a vibraphone. I'm also using a bass marimba, which was specially brought in for the session, which I love, and gives me the extra range of the notes lower down, which is really nice, really interesting sound, and changes the whole texture underneath when you hear it.
So we started off by humming. Actually, we did a So I kind of like doing that before I do any sort of improvisation playing together, because it just brings everybody really together out of physicality in a way.
It's like a conversation with some jokes, musical jokes,
yeah.
And also literal jokes, no?
Yeah, some literal
improvising
ones there.
Some lyrics and create a structure in real time, no?
I feel today that there is real listening, which you sometimes you don't always get. You know, it's some people take longer to wake up to it, or they're sometimes scared of being open.
Yeah.
But I feel Sibeli and Axel come from a slightly different culture. They're a bit not afraid to open out a bit more and be more personal.
The second thing we're going to hear, we're calling it Gloria. It's very much stream of consciousness type of freestyle, but like really, really open wide for all kinds of surrealities. And it all came from, I was looking at Axel thinking, what am I going to rhyme? What am I going to freestyle about? And I don't know why the word glory came to my mind. And I went, well, you know, we can sing about Gloria. Who's Gloria? Then the whole story of who Gloria was started coming to me. And it was a pretty funny story that ended up with being a scene where there's this Gloria dancing with a stranger in the living room of a council flat under the rain. And, that you know, supposedly that is Axel.
Gloria. She had walked over collecting candles left over from churches and peeling off the birches on the road. She told me she would like to dance, but I said I'm sorry, I don't know how to dance so slow. Especially when you tell me it's now you have to go. I can take the pressure, Gloria, but maybe if you press on that stereo over there, maybe there is a beat track you can dance to. I'm just gonna make a cup of tea. Gloria started dancing in the living room while I made tea out of a mushroom. I gave it to her, saying, I'm thanking you for making my life better. Thank you. Yeah.
Ahora se me hace que en este momento ya no sé si puedo distinguir entre ambas cosas, si son separables las dos caras de la moneda.
Gloria. Gloria. Gloria.
This melody is always that I find to do is to go in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So the rhythm is quite soft, but I start with something with a lot of subdivisions and melodic stuff.
Okay, next. This is something I really enjoyed in the afternoon because I felt that we didn't really have to make any effort to speak to each other musically. All sorts of stuff can happen in dub. It wasn't like this is we're going to be a dub thing. It was just that was how it got there. It was like, oh no, a beat slipped here and that's gone in and then it's almost falling apart and, oh, Axel's done this. Yeah. And then there's a big drum beat come from Sibelius and then vocals and stuff. And I felt it was a relaxed moment for the three of us.
Thank you.
I love cabaret, man. I just love it.
It sort of has an edge on it. The cabaret,
it has
isn't it?
An edge. It's never going to be just pure, you know, with, especially with people like us. Now I'm going to be pure anything. But that vibe of just like not being serious at all, but still singing kind of big.
I love also cabaret. And
yay!
I knew that you were happy to, yeah, to sing that. And with the vibraphone, we felt like something in a cocktail.
It's a cocktail part of the Lake Junction. New York somewhere, it's kind of smoky.
And
yeah, but a bit wrong. It's kind of smoky, but somebody's got like really wrong makeup on or something.
It's the kind of time of day when I feel like it's time to play with the more dramatic things that happen in the life of a lady like me. But I'm shy, I never tell the truth in a song. Maybe I lie, maybe I care. Well, I don't care anyways. After a lot of times I say I'm okay when I wasn't. Well, I was. Well, sometimes, you know, I lie. A way of coming out of life. If you remove the mind and let the words flow, there isn't stopping, there is only letting go. So everything you say, sometimes it's true, sometimes I don't know what I'm saying to you.
Yes, indeed. The August Lake Junction session, recording at Maida Vale Studios a few weeks back, produced by Georgia Mann-Smith. Many, many thanks to Sibeli, Alex Krigier and Simon Limbrick, who sounded like they were always meant to be creating music together. And that brings us to the end of Late Junction for tonight. Thanks, by the way, to Andy Middleton for tweeting in that we are a mind-expanding sanctuary from the dismal drudgery of the working week. I hope so. I'm back with more music next Tuesday night at 11 o'clock. Catch World on 3 at 11 o'clock tomorrow night when Mary Ann Kennedy presents a session with old-timer Tom Paley, who played with Woody Guthrie. I'll leave you tonight with this melody from Belarus, featuring Anatole Belyaev on accordion, The Grouse. Good night.
I'm John Shea and welcome to another edition of BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Tchaikovsky's delightful First Symphony is subtitled Winter Daydreams and you can hear it in just over an hour. But I'm starting this morning with a concert given in the depths of winter in Stockholm. In January 2011, Peter Dijkstra conducted the Swedish Radio Chorus in a programme consisting mostly of solo songs in choral arrangements. They begin with one of Mahler's Rückertlieder, Liebst du Schönheit? If you love me for my beauty or my youth or my riches, then you can love someone else. But if you love me for love's sake, for the person I am, then love me as I love you, for always. Liebst du Schönheit, words by Friedrich Rückert, set by Mahler. Peter Dijkstra and the Swedish Radio Chorus continue with another of the Rückert Lieder, Mitternacht. The poet wakes at midnight to find the sky starless. At midnight, my thoughts stretched out beyond dark boundaries. No image of light brought me consolation. The beating of his heart makes him aware of the sufferings of humanity, and he prays to God for help.
Thank you.
Um Mitternacht from Mahler's Rückertlieder, arranged by Jörgen Grotes. Peter Dijkstra and the Swedish Radio Chorus take a breather now, while the baritone Carl Magnus Fredriksson and the pianist Matti Hirvonen honour the 2011 centenary of the Swedish composer Allan Pettersson. During the Second World War, he wrote a set that he called Barefoot Songs, to his own words, drawing on painful memories of his childhood growing up in a slum in Stockholm.
Engel har gråtit där sprunget vor, so den Mulde Hirden, ja, Herren, hemtar fattig bruder, till den brida
Five of Alan Pettersson's Barefoot songs sung by Carl Magnus Fredriksson. And in the middle, Matti Hirvonen played A Lament, also by Pettersson. More now from the Swedish Radio Chorus and their conductor, Peter Dijkstra. Wagner described his settings of Matilda Wesendonck's poems as studies for his opera Tristan and Isolde. In Im Treibhaus, the hothouse plants stretch out their branches longingly but find only emptiness. They embrace in delusion the desolate void, devastating horror. And the poet shares their fate of being homeless, of not belonging.